From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama has secured the number of votes needed to pass the Iran nuclear deal. Senator Barbara Mikulski, a Maryland Democrat, is the 34th senator to back the president on the agreement. NPR's Michelle Kelman has more.
Congress is expected to vote this month on a resolution disapproving the deal that the U.S. and other world powers negotiated with Iran. President Obama says he will veto that resolution, and now he can be sure that the Senate won't be able to override him. Secretary of State John Kerry says the deal is meant to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon.
President Obama and I are convinced beyond any reasonable doubt that the framework that we have put forward we'll get the job done.
Speaking in Philadelphia, Kerry was introduced by a former Republican senator, Richard Lugar, who says while there is no perfect nuclear deal, the Iran agreement deserves support. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.
Demonstrators gathered today outside the courthouse in Baltimore, where the first hearing took place for one of six police officers charged in the arrest and death of Freddie Gray. A judge ruling all six should be tried separately. Gray is the unarmed black man who died after being injured in police custody. Protesters carrying signs reading "Stop Racism Now" chanted the officers involved should be sent to jail. Gray died April 19th, a week after suffering a severed spinal cord. His death sparked protests and some rioting in Baltimore. One of today's protesters is reportedly facing charges after police say he kicked an officer as he was being arrested for blocking a road. Vice President Joe Biden is fueling speculation about a possible presidential bid this week with a string of appearances in Florida, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. NPR's Greg Allen reports Biden was in Miami today.
Biden has said he'll decide as early as this month whether he'll enter the presidential contest and take on frontrunner Hillary Clinton. At an appearance at Miami-Dade College, he talked about the administration's proposal to make 2 years at a community college free to all students with a 2.5 or better grade point average. And he noted the unusually large press contingent.
It's amazing how good this school is. Look at all the press you've attracted. Their interest in community colleges impressed me greatly.
While here in Florida, Biden is attending a fundraiser and meeting with Jewish leaders to make the case for President Obama's deal with Iran. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The closely watched Federal Reserve in its latest Beige Book report says while the robust jobs market has helped fuel some modest wage gains, the slowdown in China is having a drag on other sectors of the economy. The Fed analyzes reports from its 12-member banks and compiling the survey. It says while U.S. economic activity continued to expand in most sectors from July through the middle of last month, worries about China are raising concerns about global growth. Stocks recovered some, but far from all of their losses from yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 293 points to 16,351. The Nasdaq gained 113 points. This is NPR. Migrants are continuing to gather at a main international railway station in Budapest, protesting the fact that for a second straight day they are being prevented from boarding trains headed to Germany and other EU countries. Most of the migrants are from Syria, and more are arriving by the hour from Serbia, with an estimated 3,000 people already in camp near the station. Volunteer groups have been providing food, clothing, and medical assistance. Hungarian police said they are searching for those traveling illegally on other trains. Upwards of 150,000 migrants have reached Hungary this year as they flee violence in their countries. A former Congolese warlord is on trial at the International Criminal Court. Terry Schultz reports he is facing 18 charges of war crimes.
Bosco Ntaganda was known as the Terminator as a commander of the rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots. He faces charges of ordering soldiers to kill, persecute, and rape civilians in certain ethnic groups in northeastern Congo, and of using children as fighters and sex slaves. Opening the trial, ICC Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda described brutal slaughters, she says, Ntaganda ordered in 2002 and 2003. She says justice is due.
Justice for the innocent lives lost, ravaged, and destroyed. It is justice that must hold Bosco Ntaganda accountable for his acts.
Ntaganda maintains his innocence. He's the first ICC indictee to ever turn himself in. In 2013, he sought refuge at the U.S. Embassy in Rwanda, fearing for his own safety. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Crude oil futures closed higher today. Crude oil was up 84 cents a barrel to close at $46.25 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.